Blog Talk Radio.
Let me just turn the volume up. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video. Yes. Another video today. Another one. Yet another one. Ray Chain. Fears.
All right, I'm going live right now. Those that didn't know or that didn't get the notification, I'm literally going live right now. Okay, we're going live right now. On YouTube, you're going to have to check the video or check my community tab, but I'm going live right now. All right, I'm going live right now.
I don't even see anybody on here, but I'm going live right now. I'm going live on YouTube right now for those who have not got the notification. So I'm going to leave it up, but I'm going live right now. All right. I'm going live on YouTube right now. Right now, I'm going live. I'm going live right now for those that didn't get it. Okay. I'll see you guys over there. Bye. I got to go make my cocktail, but I'm going live right now. I'll see you guys over there now. Bye. Quarantine, just you can just go back and forth to Mexico. I don't understand it. I'm not saying that's not true. I'm just saying, ain't that stupid?
Only U.S. citizens can. If you're not a U.S. citizen, you can't come back.
But girl, who's to say that you go to Mexico and then you get it? Yeah.
That's my thing. Like this girl, like what if they be like, oh bitch, you got till midnight, like they did the girls in Europe. They had till midnight to come home. Or they're going to be stuck, or they're gonna, at any moment they're going to block off those borders if it goes worse.
So take you out there for a week, bitch, and they tell you, you got to get an emergency flight home. I don't know.
Oh,
okay, yeah, he could drive.
It's right there. That's what we're like. I mean, what's the difference of me quarantining in the room there than me quarantining here in my home?
I guess so.
It would be interesting to see if, they let me go through. I mean, I just feel like, if it's going to cost me more, like in the hundreds of dollars, right? Then I might as well just
go to Mexico.
Go to Mexico and say, Fauci and this is how my friends, they don't have no job. My sister friends are in Mexico right now. So I'm just like,
Well, I would hit the go. But listen, I'm about to go live, so I'm going to call you when I get off the air. Goodbye. I feel like it was shade. Who's ready to talk about some trash today, okay? Okay, what's going on, everybody? Oh, my gosh, we are here and we are live. All right, I want to make sure you guys can all hear me. What's popping, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video. Oh, my God. I swear, you know, is it me or is it the light? Because, wait, no, that might be a little cold. I'm like, girl, is that a light or is that something in my dang nose? Child, it's that between the corona and the allergy season, I don't know which one I got, but I'm just staying quarantined, okay? All right. What's popping, everybody? Shout out to everybody that actually made the live. I'm not really sure if you guys are getting your notifications, but I do know that YouTube is not posting the live streams on they're not scheduling the lives. I don't know why they're not doing it. It's like you have to go through the community tab just to see the live, okay? Or you have to actually click the Armand Wiggins Show profile. Then you have to go to videos. Like if you go to my page right now, it's probably not even showing that we're live. So we probably won't have as near as many of the people in the chat as we usually do. I don't know what's going on with Corona, but you'll notice a difference between probably this live and the Cardi B live, where the Cardi B live was promoted. Speaking of the Cardi B live, I would like to give a shout out to Impressive Channel for, you know, crediting our channel for getting her information from us. So thank you to Impressive. Shout out to you for that. But if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. I've been very, very frustrated with YouTube lately due to this coronavirus, I'm going to tell you. So I'm a little bit on edge because I feel like we're not getting our complete notifications. Everybody is not understanding where to find the content, but we'll just have to muscle through it. All right, y'all. So I'm just want to make sure everything is good here. Okay. All right. Well, let's just jump right into the shit shows and shenanigans. Well, who's ready to talk about? Hopefully, let's see. Let's see if the sound going to work today. Oh, we got sound today. So let's see who's ready to talk about some garbage and some trash. We got about three people on the list that I think are pure garbage and trash. One of the person is newly added to the list because last week I didn't think that they were garbage or trash. I was actually on their side. I'm still secretly on their side, but I still feel like they're toxic and garbage and trash. So we got Ray J on the list, okay, for garbage and trash. And we got Kenya Moore on the list for garbage and trash. And none other, last but not least, we have Little Fizzle Pop for garbage and trash. Okay, so we're going to get into some things regarding these fools.
Okay.
Well, the first person we're going to talk about is Ray J. Oh, no. Ray J. All right. So I told you guys yesterday when I came live, I said we are watching the Zeus Network. We are going to be watching Conversation with Princess and Ray J. So like I told you before, I didn't really like, if you watched last week, I told you I really wasn't into Princess because I felt like Princess went and spoke out to the media. And now I understood why Ray J is over her. And if you didn't watch last night's episode, well, you didn't really have to as long as you caught my review because everything I said was the truth because he then told her why he didn't want to be with her or why he had a problem. And come to find out, you guys know I'm a psychic in my other channel and my other life. Well, I was 100% accurate. Ray J is quite actually done with Princess, if you ask me, and he's over it because he does not feel like he can trust her because she went out and broke the biggest agreement of their relationship. It was a huge promise. They had a conversation, and he told her, listen, whatever we go through, whatever it is we go through, we do not get the media involved. We do not go to the press. We keep it between you and I in the household. And she did not do that. She broke that trust. She went and posted on social media and made it as if he left her stranded, homeless, no food, no money, no nothing. Meanwhile, she was sitting with a Range Rover, a whole glam squad, and a freaking Airbnb loft somewhere overlooking the city of Las Vegas. However, the way that it was perceived in the media and to the endorsers and the sponsors, it didn't really look good. So he lost out on two major deals worth millions and millions of dollars. So ultimately, him losing out on that money, he probably lost out on a lot of feelings for her. And, you know, he's probably like, well, it was no probably about it. He was done. And he said that he was done. So then he went to the club and he found him a few nasty naked. And, you know, he got hired in a Scooter Brown or however you say it. And, you know, he took his thing out and he put his wang wang and her chang chang and they made some jang-a-lang, okay? And who knows how many nasty freaks he was with, but it was probably more than just a few of them. Okay? But here's the thing. I agree with Ray J 100%. Leave Princess to the wolves. She's trash and she will speak out again. If you speak out once, you'll speak out twice. Never trust a that a speak out, okay? We don't do a speaking out kind of, all right? If any of you, and if any of you guys are dating public figures or things like that, the first time you speak out will be the last time, okay? You don't speak out to the media and to the press. What are you doing? The relationship is over once you do that. But here's the thing. I have to be honest. Ray J is still trash and garbage. And here's the reason why. There's a piece of me. Oh, it's kind of hot in here. I got on all these layers like I'm going somewhere. Let me turn my fan on. Okay, so there's a piece of me that understands why Princess No, I don't understand why Princess did it. She should have never done it. However, this is why I feel like Ray J is toxic. Because he understands that he is in a power position. He understands that he is the breadwinner. And he understands even after Princess, after any woman, at the end of the day, he is still Brandy's little brother. He is still Ray J. He is still a multimillionaire. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, he'll always have that to bounce back on. And I think he knows that in the back of his mind. So, you know, he's a little bit of a manipulator, you know, and a little bit of a narcissist, but every public figure to a certain degree is. But I'll just say that he knows, like, he uses his celebrity and his fame and his money as a little bit of leverage to get away with BS. And so I couldn't help while watching that show yesterday. I didn't like how Princess actually finally shut up and let him talk, because it seemed as though, you know, he was getting upset because she wouldn't let him talk. So then she actually shut her mouth and she let him talk. And so he explained pretty much why he was done with her. And you can tell at that moment she knew that she had up, because she had started crying and she had got the toilet paper. So she knew that it was over. Okay. However, when it was her turn to talk and she was spitting facts, he did not want to hear it. He caused a huge scene. So what Princess was saying, and this was all before her going to social media and everything else. Well, he was, he had already been messing with hoochies and talking to different women. Actually, it was one of the hoochies. And see, this is why she got to go, because she was over there spilling tea. Now, allegedly, this was, he had linked up with a groupie, and this was Chris Brown's groupie, Future's groupie, and Drake's groupie. And allegedly, well, this is no allegedly, she's saying that Ray J is the one who told her that that's where he met the girl. And she got a call from a secret source. We don't know who the source is. However, said that your man is cheating on you with this hoe. And Ray J said she wasn't a groupie, she wasn't a hoe. She was an assistant, and they made $25,000 together. But I don't think that's true. But nonetheless, Princess was basically saying, you met up with this chick. You told me about this chick, which was a fact. You told me that she was a Future groupie. You told me that she was a Drake groupie. You told me that she was a Chris Brown groupie. And now she's with you, and you trying to say that she's a personal assistant to assist all the men. Well, the only thing that that hoe probably was assisting is in some nice, heavy sucking. Okay? Let's just keep it real. And I'm sure you did make 25 grand with the hoe. How much was the niggas paying, and how much was you pimping her for? I'm just kidding. I don't know. But I'm just saying, let's just be real here, Ray J. You knew you was with that nasty raunchy, and you were getting caught up by Princess. And every time Princess would be speaking facts, he would act like a little beast naive and try to disrupt the programming. And that's what I didn't like. And for that reason, Ray J is toxic, because it seems like, yes, he's only using, yes, Princess did mess up. Yes, the relationship is over. Yes, you cannot trust Princess anymore because she went to the blog. However, you have to acknowledge the fact where you were wrong. And you cannot expect a person to just sit around and be used and played and tormented and cheated on and lied to, all because you got money, all because you are a celebrity. It don't work that way. And eventually, but still, I'm still with Ray J, though, because even through all of that, I feel like Princess, if that was the case, you could have just got your kid. You were married. He's going to have to pay you spouse support. You got two kids from the nigga. Why you don't just leave him? If you leave him, the media is going to be involved anyway. You don't have to say anything. You know you're going to get a show. If she was smart, she'd speak out later. But you speaking out now, that was just stupid. So there's nothing that trumps that. However, if she was that frustrated and she was fed up, you know, she should have left the nigga, because now she's acting like she don't want him. She's saying she's lost respect for him. She's fallen out of love with him. So why the hell would you go and put him on blast? Why would you go and do this television show if the ultimate outcome is not to be with the nigga? So both of you guys are two clout chasing fools. Idiot. What an idiot. I mean, because I could say, well, maybe she just reacted. She didn't really want to leave him. So she just went to social media and she just was frustrated. But now here you are on the show saying you don't love the nigga no more. You don't want to be with the nigga. So why would you even go? Why just not just leave and write a tell-all book? Really be a boss. We would be more excited and more thrilled and more enthralled at the situation if you just didn't say a word and you just let it be. And then we seen you out with another nigga with this, that, and that. And speaking of another nigga, let me tell you how toxic Ray J is. Ray J is so toxic that he got up and walked off the set of the show. Ray J body is a fool. But you know what? I look at Ray J as inspiration, because I'm starting to get that Ray J style, bitch. And I'm just like, you know what? I hope my man liked the Ray J, because the dad bod is in right now. You know what I mean? New sheet. No, but seriously. All right. So I'm looking at Ray J, and Ray J gonna tell the producers that he's just basically waiting on Princess to say that she's dating somebody else so that he can finally come out and say that he's seeing other bitches. Because if he come out and say that he's dating somebody else, he'll be the bad guy. And that's true, he will be the bad guy. So right now, he has to wait for her. But really, Ray J's over it. Once you cross the line and spoke out, he's done. His thing is getting wet like a jang-a-lang in a whirlpool of punan. Okay, you know, he's clapping bitches. He's got the cocaine on deck. He's got the Molly on deck. He's got the whoop whoop and the hoot hoot and the geek geek. You know what I mean? And they're getting lit. Okay, they're getting to it. And they're in L.A. They're in Vegas. They're playing the poker. They're at the Sky Dome. They're doing all of it. He's probably doing it off their buoy. And it's probably all so much nasty spirits running around and things being conjured up over at Ray J's secret mansion. But all he doing is waiting for her to say, hey, listen, go ahead and say that you're with somebody. You know a man is over it when he is waiting for you to just go ahead and say, I'm with somebody. so he can finally say, I'm with somebody. The relationship is over. It's toxic. They're both toxic for each other. But Ray J is very, very toxic in the sense that, you know, well, now that I'm thinking about it, is the nigga toxic or is he just over it? Well, he's both. He's toxic because he felt like he could just get away with stuff and he would, you know, because if she didn't say anything, he would still be with her and still be running circles around him. So at the same time, yes, her speaking out was, you know, was the wrong thing to do, but it got a response off the nigga. However, the relationship is over. So I don't know what was more important. If the relationship was more important, she should have did it privately. But at the same time, Ray J, you have some issues, so you don't need to be in a relationship anymore because you don't want to be committed to a single person. You still want to live that fast life, spend money, buy cars, invest, do this, and sleep with nasty bitches out in Vegas, okay? And I understand, but let's just keep it real. You don't need to get married no more, Ray J, at least for a while. All right, let's move on to our next case of toxicity in 2020. YouTube is playing with me. I'll be honest with you guys. I cannot wait till this Corona BS is over because the way that my channel is being set up, the way that things are getting promoted, I'm just not liking it. But I'm noticing it's happening across all of YouTube. So it's just so annoying. It's so annoying. Like if you go on my page right now, if you just type in the Armand Wiggins Show, the last video you'll see is the Charlamagne video. And it's not even showing I went live until you actually click my profile picture and it slides you over to videos. And then the other piece too, a lot of you guys were asking where the Charlamagne video was and why I didn't have that many views. Well, because what's happening to this video happened to the Charlamagne video. And I can almost guarantee you the Charlamagne video didn't even upload to the channel. After YouTube processed the live and then it uploads, well, that video didn't even upload to the channel until today. We did that video. What was that? 2 days ago? Or was it yesterday? I don't remember, but it was like yesterday, but it usually uploads right after, like 30 minutes later. It didn't upload literally until maybe like an hour ago. So it's crazy. So, you know, I don't want to hear you talking about, oh, he ain't his views. No, Corona got everybody sick. Don't play with me. All right, let's get into our next toxicity. Who's next? Oh. Let's talk about Kenya Moore. Y'all know I don't really even do the housewives, but Kenya Moore is so toxic. Kenya Moore is trash, but I've never liked Kenya Moore. I've never liked Kenya Moore. You know who Kenya Moore reminds me? I don't know if I should say this, but she reminds me of a content creator. I don't know why. you know what? Stop that. Stop that, stop that. But she do. She reminds me of Jacob Kohiner. She do. It's okay. It's okay. It's, you know, in a good way, though. It's just not ugly, you know. But I'm just saying, okay? But anyway, let's move on. I cannot stand Kenya Moore. I can't stand anything about Kenya Moore. And I feel like I'm glad that Kenya Moore showed her true colors this season because she just showed the hater that she was. I mean, especially when it comes to NeNe Leakes. And it's clear. I understand everybody's vying for the peach. Everybody wants to be the head peach in charge, this, that, and the third. But it was just these last couple of episodes have been very, very tasteless. And like I said, you guys know I don't really talk about a lot of these things because like you guys, like sometimes I like to just watch it and consume it for entertainment. Sometimes I don't like to watch it and feel like I'm working because I can't consume it the way I want to. I always have to feel like I'm just like, did what was there, you know, I have to meticulously watch the content. But every once in a while, something will happen on one of these episodes, on one of these shows where I'm just like, she is really the fool. And so I'm really speaking from my heart here when I say I cannot stand Kenya Moore. I don't like anything about Kenya Moore. And she's trash. And anybody that makes and anybody that doesn't like NeNe Leakes, you don't need to like Kenya Moore either. Okay. I feel like NeNe Leakes has really, really tried this season. NeNe Leakes has tried to be the bigger person. NeNe Leakes has been vulnerable. She's been emotional. Yes, NeNe Leakes has lied. We know NeNe Leakes will lie at the drop of a dime. But at the end of the day, NeNe Leakes has also apologized, surprisingly, and she's been humbled to a certain degree. And I just feel as though Kenya Moore just wants to keep up mess and drama. She wants to continuously have a problem with NeNe. NeNe has apologized to her. Kenya was throwing shade at Cynthia. You know, and Cynthia's supposed to be your friend. Why would you throw Cynthia under the bus about not knowing much about wine? Although, Cynthia, you do need to know much about wine if you have a whole wine cellar, but it shouldn't be your friend that's busting you out to the whole world because, you know, this wasn't just you six women sitting at the table or whatever. This was the whole world watching the housewives, and now we all know don't trust shit coming out of the Bailey wine cellar because she don't know what the going on in that mother. Okay? Okay? They'll do anything for a check. Now she's selling wine and don't even know how to spell wine. Woo! Okay? I'm just saying. And then, while we're on Cynthia, for Cynthia to be the supermodel housewife, I can tell you, listen, Cynthia probably is the worst dressed, the worst hair, the worst makeup, the worst everything housewife on the franchise. But I digress from Cynthia. Back to the toxicness of Kenya Moore. It's just, and then she gets up and walks away, and but Kenya Moore, the reason why I don't like Kenya Moore is because Kenya Moore she just tries to get under your skin. Like, she knows what she's doing, and she always plays the victim. She's a very much throw the rock and hide her hand. She's very, very catty, and she'll get you to a place where you will slap her. And then she'll try to make you feel bad, like, oh, you want to slap me? Like, you can't. No, girl, you do very nasty things. What she did to Marlo, going to Marlo's, ruining Marlo's hair event, that was very, very nasty. But then she barely wanted to apologize for that. Well, I don't even think that she did apologize for that. What she did to the other, what's the other lady name? I don't know the lady name. Y'all tell me. When she brought the cookie lady over to go and try to expose that the lady's boyfriend was trying to sleep with the cookie lady. Like, all that messy stuff that she does. And it's like, people don't like NeNe. No. Freaking, this chick right here, Kenya Moore, is toxic. And somebody needs to whoop her mother. But the minute that somebody does, she'll cry like a little B.I. You know what I mean? She'll cry. And I don't like her. I don't respect her. And I think that she's trash, and I think that she needs to go. I like her better off the show. And I feel like she does not want to be friends with NeNe. She does not want to be cool with NeNe because she understands that NeNe is still that one. She's still the head B-I-T-C-H of the franchise. We still like NeNe to a certain degree. There's a lot of people that want that NeNe leak spot. I just feel like Cynthia's been on the show. I mean, not Cynthia. Kenya's been on the show, what, seven years? You're not NeNe Leakes, okay? But she wants that spot so bad because she's lacking so much in her life. She's lacking love from her family. She's lacking love from her mother. She's lacking love from her relationship. She's got her daughter, but that's still not enough to give her validation, okay? So she wants to be the head girl in charge, the head housewife in charge, and I just don't think it'll happen because she just doesn't have it. It just does not connect the same, and she does not have the same presence. She does not have the same polarizing personality as NeNe Leakes. And quite frankly, none of them on the show do. NeNe Leakes has hit mainstream. Let's be very clear. You don't have to like NeNe, but NeNe Leakes was the mainstream black girl, you know, black housewife with the 27 piece, tell you off, you know what I mean? Go off. Smart mouth, like the read, like everybody loved NeNe Leakes, especially in the beginning. And my favorite NeNe Leakes moments are literally on The Apprentice. Okay. So, you just don't, like, NeNe Leakes is a one-of-a-kind personality. You just don't get that all the time, okay? And it's not going to happen on The Housewives. It's not going to be Candy. I can't stand Candy. I cannot stand Candy, and I cannot stand Candy, okay? I can't stand Candy because Candy is greedy, and Candy want all the money. Can't stand Candy. She want everybody money. She want the YouTuber money. She want the cooking money, the singing money, the writing money, the show money, the play money, the housewife money, the Cash App money. Candy want all the money. Candy even, let me tell you why I can't stand Candy. I can't stand Candy. I couldn't stand Candy before this, but I'll let you know what made me really can't stand Candy. What really made me can't stand Candy is on her daughter's birthday, Candy was promoting her daughter's Cash App. Now, ain't that about a Candy? How dare you? You know we out here broke, and you going to promote a Cash App, and you worth $40 million. You don't sit so stupid. And mind you, paying an apartment for her with $10,000 to $15,000 a month. Candy, get your stupid non-singing ass. That's another thing. Candy needs to stop singing. But I can do a whole live on Candy and how Candy is the problem, because Candy cannot sing. And somebody needs to let Candy know that she cannot sing. Candy Burris can't sing. Keisha Cole can't sing. I know y'all love her, but Mary J. Blige can't sing. There's a lot of women out there that's up and up that can't sing. But Candy, we're going to keep this about you. Candy, you cannot sing. Okay, somebody needs to tell you. Everybody all together, Candy Burris cannot sing. Okay, we need to really keep it real. Okay, I don't know how I got on Candy, but Kenya Moore is toxic. And bitch, Candy, you toxic too, bitch. And you can't sing to save your life. I wouldn't put Candy on a boat to save me to sing. If somebody said, let me tell you something, this boat is about to crash right now. You got to pick one singer that's going to save the boat from crashing. And the singer is Candy Burris. I say crash the boat. Fuck it, it's over. I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances and pray to God that he come down and save that boat before I let Candy get her ass up there and try to sing. Yo, I'm telling you, somebody needs to tell her ass she can't sing, okay? Y'all know Candy can't sing. Somebody, y'all better stop playing these goddamn games. Can you tell? I've been wanting to get that off my chest for a while because I cannot stand Candy. Oh. All right, for the last piece of trash that we got to get into. Somebody said Candy can't sing part one. Maybe we need to make that a series, baby. Candy cannot sing. I might chop that up and make that Candy can't sing part one. All right, because we know that Candy cannot sing. All right. Oh. All right, the last piece of trash that we're going to take out is, now this could be a reach for facts moment here, but, you know, I think it's more of a reach. I mean, I think it's more facts than a reach. A shout out to the subscriber that sent me this. So Fizzle Pop dropped a trash, garbage, the worst record that you could ever drop. First of all, let me tell you how trash this record is. For all the artists listening to this, don't you dare. Don't you ever put no music to video together like this, no budget together. Let me tell you something. This video, the 1 minute clip I'm finna play you is the video. Because the entire video, first of all, is a minute and 49 seconds. Y'all gonna stop doing music like this. Y'all gonna stop this. Y'all really going to stop this. Y'all really have to stop this. He put out a minute and 49 seconds. It couldn't even be a minute and a half. It was a minute and 50 seconds. It was you couldn't even do a full two minutes. You did a minute and 40 seconds of garbage. Then you're trying to throw a little shade at Omarion. Then you're trying to make it seem like, I don't know. To me, you know, maybe I was just reading into this because I was being a little bit messy, but I know damn sure this nigga wasn't trying to allude to the fact that he sold out arenas. I know that's not what he did. Like, by himself. I know he wasn't trying to act like he was selling out a motherfucking thing. Well, let me show you this. And not, mind you, the video is on YouTube with a whopping 1,400 views. let me show you the video. And I dare you to flag me. What are we leaving up to you? To look like a goddamn fool? I mean, seriously, what are we leaving up to you, Fizz? Because I don't want to leave shit up to you if it has anything to do with me and my life and my success, because you're an idiot. Let me tell you what we're going to leave up to you, or why we're not leaving anything up to you. You stupid fool. Do you realize what you did? You went and completely demolished and tarnished your whole legacy as a B2K member, as one of the most iconic boy band groups of our time, of this generation, of all time, because you wanted to go and sleep with your ex-bandmate's baby's mama of 2-3 kids, okay? And then to put it on Love and Hip Hop, where half the cast don't even get a chance. Okay, but that's not even the main problem. The problem is you're not even with the bitch. You're not even together anymore. You're not even with her. So you went through all of that last year for what? You stupid idiot. You went through that for what? What are we leaving up to you? To look like a damn fool? What are we leaving up to you? What are we leaving up to you, honestly? From the looks of this budget and this music video, ain't no money, ain't no real budget involved. We're not leaving anything up to you because you cannot even be trusted with your own life and your own sanity and your own decisions regarding yourself. If I was your son, I'd slap the hell out of you. Let's finish listening. He said, no, Gabrielle, he in love with Mary Jane. Y'all know Fizz. I told y'all Fizz looked like a smoked out Nathaniel that wear Cortez's and plaid shirts, button all the way to the top like me sometimes. Okay? Let me tell you, but I'm not smoked out. That's Amber Rose's boyfriend and Tiger Girl. Listen, they don't, listen, Fizz. They sold out the concert. I don't know. Maybe one of those might have been from the Millennium Tour. But it you ain't out here performing no songs, okay, nigga? Yeah, you ain't performing. And niggas is not just selling out arenas and tours and concerts and venues like that and coming to go see Fizz. Now, you stop that. I don't know. Whoever edited this video, they made you look way more popping than you are, but not even really way more. Like, nothing about this is popping because the clarity looked like some shit that I could put together if I got $500 or a quick $250. You know what I'm saying? You just don't look like a nigga that was on the biggest bands of all time. This budget looked like the nigga just did this on his iPhone. You know what I'm saying? So artists, you guys should look at niggas like Fizz and be like, listen, if Fizz can do it, I can do it too. Because shit, I'm sure if you got an iPhone, and this is not the iPhone 11 Pro. This is definitely an iPhone 7 Plus. Or a 6S, period, pool. This is down on an iPhone 6S. What you talking about? You can shoot a better video on this on 11 Pro. I'm just saying, and that auto-tune is trash. You can go, shit, we got better auto-tune over here. What you talking about? We got better sound over here. Oh, Fizz is trash. What are we leaving up to you? I think we forgot the verse where he said, you can have her back. I know she's your heart. She's your everything. So I think that, I think we missed the shade because we got so lost in the trash. Well, the shade was where he said that, you know, basically he was throwing shade at April and he said he basically don't want her. Omarion can have her back. because he knows that she's his everything. Listen, Omarion don't need April back. Omarion don't need you. Do you see Omarion or do you see you? And this is, let's be very, very, very clear. And this is what I want all you niggas to understand. This is an example of all light skin are not cute. Because we know Omarion is brown to dark. You okay? Medium to brown. He's not light. Fizz is the light skin, and he is not winning. Do you see how sickening Omarion is? Do you see, you know, and this is not even, this is probably not even a new picture, okay? Let's just be real. Look at, I mean, just look at the different looks. You, bitch, Omarion can get whatever he want with his, what you talking about? You think that light skin is always in? This should be an example to you that light skin is not always in. You can be light skin and look hit in them. You can be light skin and look like Fizz. And here's the thing, though. There was a point in time where Fizz was the one. Fizz was the one. But not no more, okay? And I have the receipts for that. Well, hold on. My mom is texting me. I just want to make sure she's not telling me that she has corona. I told her to stay at that old folks' home. After the end of coronavirus, you shall count all your family members and none shall be missing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Mother. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to do the call line. So listen, let me tell you now, this is the show. And I learned because I was doing, looking at my YouTube guidelines, and that Charlamagne video that we did was only 25 minutes. So for those that you guys were on that live, I'm going to let you guys in on something. That live got immediately monetized once it ended. But I think, and that's probably why they're not promoted. Usually my big lives do not. But I might be cutting the lives down some because I noticed that when I open the call lines, y'all be cursing. And oops, my bad. Oops, I'm sorry. And then some of you guys actually like to try to go back and forth with me about the cursing. But y'all don't realize that messes up my monetization. And in this corona climate, we need all my coins. Now, when I learned, if you do a lot of cursing, usually, you know, I talk in the beginning of the video. That's why I don't do a lot of cursing. Usually I do a lot of some sort of cursing like towards the middle, but I don't use certain words. Damn hell, those are words that you can use. Big old F-bombs and mother F-bomb and, you know, and you know, those SO words and, the, you know, those words you cannot use. OK, I'm just going to take this time to let y'all know how I feel about certain things. So but I want you guys to also understand this. And this is not me giving a lot. This is me just being honest. If I curse, this is my platform. So then at that moment, I might just be like, I'm going to deal with it. OK, I can take heed to, OK, listen, I said the curse word. So if it don't get monetized, that's on me. But then at the same time, I know what curse words to say and what curse words not and how many times I can get away with it. But if I allow everybody in the queue to at least get away with one of those curse words on top of my curse words, don't you understand that that will demonetize the channel because it will be a constant flagging over 100 curse or 300, 400 curse words being said. So just because I say them don't mean that you can say them because the least amount of curse words, the better. So if I say 10 and then everybody that call in the show say 10, you do that math, okay? And then another thing is this, this channel is not about money. I love the money, trust me, and I do it for work. Let's just be clear on that. But at the same time, I have to be honest with you. I want to shout out to all my members and all my donators and super chatters and my heavy hitters. Y'all know who y'all are. And I've noticed something here. Those are the people that don't ever have a problem with following the rules. It's always people that don't spend any money on the channel or contribute any money that have something to say. And my question is this. If you guys want, and if you guys haven't noticed, y'all notice when we get $500 in the chat, $100, $200, $300, we getting $50 in the chat, we getting those super chats. Y'all notice? I don't care if you curse. Guess why? Because I know the video is getting demonetized, but guess what? We're still going to make our revenue for that video because the supporters have came in. So my thing is this. If you're one of those people that don't contribute to the chat, but you feel some type of way when I say please don't curse, send me $100, girl, and you can curse all you want. You can curse me out. Send me $100, girl. Send me $50, girl, and you can curse. You know, send me $200. You might can call my mama, and I won't care. But you're not sending no money. You don't have no membership. You don't have nothing going on. But you're trying to tell me, well, Armand, you curse. Why can't I? Because I can. Now, and what y'all should be doing is thanking all the people that pay their memberships and donate and super chat, because they are the reasons, if you guys haven't noticed, once they start coming through, then I'll let y'all curse. So thank them people, too, while y'all getting mad. So I'm sorry, I didn't want to make it a money thing, but I have to let y'all understand that there's levels to this, and y'all and listen, if you're not contributing to the chat, if you're not helping keeping the lights come stay on in this month, if I ask you not to curse, please don't curse, and I don't want to hear you trying to tell me I curse. Listen, unless you sending me hundreds of dollars to keep the lights on, then I don't want to hear a curse word from you. Unless you got a membership, I don't want to hear a curse word from you. Unless you get what I'm saying. Like, I don't mean to be like that, but it's like that. It's like that. Because if I get demonetized and I can't pay my bills because I'm letting everybody curse, I'm not coming on here. I got to go to work. So you won't get the curse anyway. And if you just don't like me, you got that little button in the corner that say go live on your YouTube channel. And if you're able to comment in this chat, guess what? You can go live because you got a channel. Period. So I'm going to open up the lines. Y'all can call me whatever y'all want to call me, but it is what it is. I just have to let that out. Because it's like, girl, no, I don't like that. Hold on, let me mute this so in case you say something stupid. Private caller, you live on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, boo, what's going on?
My question is, who told Kenya Moore that she was good TV?
Oh, well, say that one more time because I had you on mute. I had you on mute because you were a private caller, so I didn't know if you was going to try to play in my face.
No, never. I love you. So my question is, who told Kenya Moore that she was good TV? Because she is not good TV for me. She's very cringeworthy, okay? Very. And my thing is, she's just so manipulative and deceptive. You know, her ex-boyfriend said it best. She's fundamentally manipulative, okay? And her fans, they just too delusional for me.
So you don't like Kenya Moore, it's safe to say. You're not a big Kenya Moore girl.
I do not like Kenya Moore. But we do got to give it up for Ray J. I'm not going to lie. We got to give it up for Ray J.
But you like Ray J. Okay, so what do you like about Ray J? Go ahead, talk to us.
No, hold on. I don't like Ray J. Okay. But he do need an Oscar. He need an Oscar. Because the way
did you watch that last night? Did you watch that last night, how Ray J acted up and cut up like that last night?
A fool, a mess. But that's who he been. He been that way since the beginning, okay? But now, you know, he changed. He did the whole baby, whatever, baby remake, baby fucking, I don't even know what to call it. I don't even know what to call it. But Princess, to me, she just slow. Like, she a little slow. So it was easy for Ray J to manipulate her and, you know, get her to have a baby and a wife and all that, you know.
Well, thank you, caller, and shout out to you, and hope you're enjoying your quarantine. All right, and make sure you guys get it. And listen, but listen. I'm not really enjoying it either because I've been feeling really tired. But listen, when we come together like this, it's a good time. So when I go live, you know, I don't know if you drink or whatever you do. If you like to drink vegan water, I don't know what that tastes like. I never had no vegan water, but you know, you get your favorite cocktail and we kiki for an hour and get into some things. Okay, thank you.
Definitely. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I think I'm going to have to end up planning some type of trip for us. Like, the only reason why I didn't do that, though, is because I just felt like, you know, my people wouldn't show up because, you know, a lot. Let me tell y'all something, and it's nothing against black people because I love black people. But, you know, and I understand the climate that we're in sometimes, but everybody's like, why don't you do a meet and greet or why don't you do one of those things like where, you know, everybody gets together and meets like on a cruise or does a vacation? And I would do it. But my thing is this, Cheryl, I'm not going to put all that effort and all that stuff and then only five people sign up. I'm not doing it. That's a lot of work. I could be over here going on a trip on my own, going on a vacation. Okay? Okay? All right. 562-7700, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey,
can you hear me?
What's going on? Yes.
So I first want to apologize to all members, those in the chat, everybody watching, listening, and to also you, Armand. I completely, completely love you. I watch you all the time.
I love you, too.
And I was the girl who challenged you last time.
Yes, girl. You got me a little hot. But thank you for calling in, because most people, what they would do is go onto another platform, try to get an interview and talk bad about me. So, you know, and I respect that. But
you're like my long distance friend that I never met. You had to put me in my place. I was wrong. This is your show. I get it. And I got to know that's messing up your coin. And that's not what I'm trying to do at all.
Yeah, because it's not personal. It's not personal. And let me tell you something.
And I understand that.
But let me tell you something. Just by you saying that, I'm all guards is down because there's not many people that will do that. So thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Armand. I'm not trying to. You had to just check me and put me in my place. And again, I'm not. And I watched it. I was like, ooh, he let me know. Okay, so I would never leave because I like what you do in general. You got to let us know sometimes,
wow.
And that's just what it is. So I'm not even taking that personal. I watch you every other day after that situation. But really quickly, just so other people can call in, I like Ray J, always have. He's always been the same kind of guy. She shouldn't have married the man. She knew who he was before she met him. He's always been Ray J. As far as Kenya Moore, I like Kenya Moore. She shakes things up on Real Housewives. I think she is a little challenged by her a little bit, and that's something that she's not used to. She thinks she's the top dog. Kenya kind of gives her a little run for her money just a little bit, even though she ain't got all the money Nene got. She gives her the run that she needs. And
I think so, too.
Hold on, but
I want to talk to you about that. I think so, too. And I think so, and I think the thing with Nene a little bit too, I think Nene's a little tired because Nene's an old dog. Nene been doing it for a long time, but that check is so good she can't. Nene really want to leave, but ain't
exactly.
No check been as good as
he
that
does.
Check. You get what I'm saying?
And
let's
be
clear.
And they give her the respect that she needs. Mm-hmm.
And not for nothing. If Nene leave that show, I mean, granted, Nene has done other things, but in the climate of TV right now, if Nene leaves that show, are we going to see Nene anywhere else? No.
But she did good on The Apprentice? She
made that was about 8 years ago. That's what I'm saying. But there's nowhere else for Nene to go on TV right now. So, you know, Nene is just there and she's having to deal with it. Could I see Nene having her own show? No. I don't want to see a Nene show.
Okay.
I want to see a Nene banter back and forth and throw shade and give me reads and give me kikis and cackles. You know what I'm saying? So I do think she's a little bit challenged by that. But I also feel like Kenya Moore is overdoing it. Like, because, like, when the girl apologizes and she's trying to, like, you know, mend and just say, hey, listen, I'm wrong. I want to grow.
Yeah, that's true. She's looking for that storyline. And truth be told, she's trying to get the attention off of the fact that her man left her. So she's trying to just play that pity card, but she done wrong to a lot of them girls. So they not playing with her.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
They don't care about her feelings. And so they threw with Kenya, but I like her. She makes it a little messy. That's why we.
My man
it,
likes
right?
her too. I can't stand Kenya. And I can't. What you think about Candy while we talking about it? Let's sneak Candy in there. You like Candy? I can't stand
and I was
Candy.
In the chat. See, don't do. Candy is about her coin, Armand. You can't be mad at it.
But she wants everybody. I know I really can't be mad at it, but I am mad at it because she over here impeding on my coin. Why is she? Why is Candy doing Real Housewife reviews? Y'all can't because she wants everybody money. Girl, you got all the money already.
She's talented. She has a mind that just takes it to the next level where it's like, dang, no one would have even thought of that. But she know how to make lemonade out of lemons. As
okay, let
Mama
me ask
Joy
you a more serious question, and this is going to know if I really like you or not. Do you think that Candy can sing?
Oh, okay, look, I'm getting ready to
Ooh,
her curse. No, no, no. She cannot sing. Candy knows she can't sing. She knows she's a good songwriter, and she know how to make some music, but I think she needs to lead a sang into the sanga. She a doo-wop, a finger snapper. Yeah, no, she can't sing. She can't hold a tune at all. Mm-mm.
Thank you. Now, what you think about Fizz and Omarion? Fizz and Omarion. Fizz, you know, little Fizz.
Really quickly, I don't like Fizz anymore. I used to have the biggest crush on him back in the UK. He was a little cute, light-skinned one, but now he just looks... What's crazy is my brother actually said back in Inglewood, that's where we're from, he ran across Fizz a few times in the wood in L.A., and he was just kind of running the streets looking scallywag. He ain't never really done much, and he lost his way. So... yeah, I don't feel for Fizz no more. He whack. He real whack. But Omarion can get it. He is that guy. He just kept it.
And
so
you know
cool
what? To be honest with you, in the early 2000s stuff, like I didn't like Omarion was one of them people. Like I didn't like him, and I didn't like Beyonce because I felt like they were always, you know, front and center. So I wanted to like other people, you know. And then not for nothing,
right,
I didn't really feel like
true.
Omarion could sing at all. But and I liked Fizz.
Okay.
But Fizz has really lost it. And Omarion has gained like this sex appeal. Like it's just so fly to me.
Yes.
Like won't listen to the music, but love to
so
see a picture of him. You know what I mean?
He's so cool.
He should model now.
He should. He played the best role by not even responding to them. It was just so lame of them to even get together, and they not even together anymore. He just kept it cool, and he said, F y'all, good luck. He making his coin with the tour. So, hey, I'm Team Omarion all the way.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you, and I love you. Thank you so much. Shout out, are you in California?
I love you too, Armand. Hey, woo-woo.
Okay, you in California. So you in San Diego or Long Beach area. I could see you somewhere over there. I don't know.
I'm actually a flight attendant. I live in Colorado now, but I'm from Inglewood. I'm from Inglewood.
Oh, so what's going on? How is it in Colorado, and how is it for the flight attendants right now? Don't say the name of the thing because we will get it. Yeah.
Yeah,
but how
no,
is it?
It's actually not going very well. Some of our partners are, you know, going out of business. I have some family members who are flight attendants. They're losing their jobs. For my particular airline, we're okay because we're a regional and not a mainline, which means our aircraft are a little smaller. So we're taking the smaller loads for people. But it's not doing great for the airline industry right now.
I have another question about regarding that. I have a friend of mine who's trying to travel, and he's really trying to put this on me that he can go to Mexico. Do you think that he should be flying to Mexico this weekend?
I'm going to be honest with you. If you are looking to travel, this is the best time to buy any ticket. The tickets are so cheap. You can definitely buy anything. And honestly, because everybody is so freaked out, you don't have that many people on the plane anyway. So if you do want to travel, if you think kind of the opposite, you're probably not even going to have but two or three other people on your trip. And honestly, because I'm a flight attendant, I would probably book the ticket because I'm already on the planes anyway. It's not that many people there. I say do it, but don't tell too many people because then they're going to be on to the secret.
Okay. And do you guys clean the planes or no? Be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
You didn't tell me the airline you work with.
No. Oh, of course, flight attendants don't, but yes, it's been even on the next level to where every time we land, they are having a crew to come in and sanitize, wipe down. But again, it hasn't been too many people on the planes anyway, so it's not like it's too messy. You know, maybe in the area that a couple of people were sitting, they'll wipe down the trays. I always bring my sanitizer, my wife, my Clorox, and all of that. But for the most part, yes, it's not too many people flying like that.
Thank you, Bo. I love you, and I'll talk to you
Absolutely.
Soon. Bye.
All righty, bye.
Okay. We're going to take a couple more calls. Let's get it. 770-7300.
I'm on.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Listen, I'm here. I I'm having my favorite tequila. Well, I was having some tequila and Red Bull mixed with some Minute Maid fruit punch. I actually could do another pop. Okay.
Well, I have a message for you. This is Mama Kai from Kai Cosmetics.
Oh, hey! I got your PayPal. Thank you so much, love.
Your sweetheart. Kai said for me to give you a message. He's in the middle of an online exam. He's in med school.
Okay. Shout out to the med student. We need him on the front line.
Thank you. Kai said to tell you that he got his black card. So go ahead and get that trip lined up so that way he can get mama on that trip with you when all of this Rona stuff is over with.
Okay, tell them, listen, we're going to get it. We're going to get it popping. Y'all in Georgia, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, yeah, we're going to get that black card light up. And, Kai, you get that trip going, baby. And we're going to get mama up there, okay? And we're going to – well, where y'all want to go? Like, where should we do? Should we go a cruise or should we go to, like, the DR? Y'all got passports?
Well, yeah. So, sure. And, you know, KJ, yourself, KJ, the mods, anyone from the BNB squad, you know, you put the trip together, we'll sign up, and we'll do it.
Okay. Let's do it. I'm here for it.
Okay.
Listen, thank you so much. I love you.
I'm not finished. I have one comment.
Oh, go ahead.
Nene Leakes.
I like Nene.
My homie.
Or you
My
like her.
Girl.
She's your friend. Okay.
Absolutely. Team Nene. Team Nene. Not Kenya Moore.
Okay. They said it. Not Kenya Moore. Thank you, Boo.
Okay, baby. Tell Lulu we said hi.
All right. I'll tell Lulu you said hi. Lulu is transitioning right now. So Lulu is not really in the thick of things right now. Give me one second, guys. Oh, he might be outside. Listen, y'all know how this thing goes. We're going to put some beats on real quick, and then I'm going to, I'll be right back. Don't move a muscle. All right. We're back. What happened to the light? Oh, hold on. I don't like this way this light is looking. Hold on. They just did a number. Okay. That was a very intimate set.
All right.
I just need to fill my cup. My man's in the shower, so you know how that shit go like that. We're in a quarantine, so you got to be ready for everything at all times. Listen, it's a quarantine. Okay. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. See, this is what I shouldn't have said. See, I only said it twice, so I'm not going to say it again. Okay. Tonight, we're also going to probably come back on live. We're going to listen to The Weeknd's album because you guys wanted me to listen to The Weeknd's album. So we're also going to stream Tory Lanez's new album, and we're going to listen to you guys' songs. So if anybody wants to get their song played and listen to, you guys know how that goes. So we'll get into that too. And any of these little bots that's in here, Moth, block them immediately. Okay, block them immediately. Don't time them out. Block them immediately. All right, 575-4931, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand? This is Travis calling. How are you?
Hey, boo, how are you? I haven't talked to you in a while. Are you doing good?
Child, I'm over here stuck in El Paso because my job requires me to travel, but I can't travel, so I'm just stuck here.
Okay, so I know this is getting a little personal. Maybe we'll talk about this one day privately. But are you coming to the West Coast? Or what are you doing? Like, are you going to move to Arizona? Are you going to come to the Bay? Like, what's going on?
That's so crazy that you said that because I just got off the phone for another job position in San Diego, 30 minutes ago.
Mm.
That's weird. So yeah, you. I may be going.
You know I'm a psychic, Travis.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying.
Stuff just be coming up, right? Ain't it crazy? But listen, you need to come out here. We love you.
Well,
you know I love you.
Well, I'm gonna be out there probably. Oh God, I don't know. Whenever they take the travel ban off.
Right. Let me tell you something. For this travel ban, I plan on being everywhere. I'm trying to do everything. So the first people or group of people that call me or the thing, I'm gonna let y'all know. Listen, I'm gonna be here. So whoever here, meet me there. Let's go. Okay. But I really think that trip will be good. Now, if I end up doing that trip, I definitely need you on that trip. I need you on
I'll
that
be
trip.
There.
Okay.
I'll
you got a passport there. In case we go out the country?
I
on a cruise?
Have a passport on the
travel. Oh, period. Paul. Okay.
I got a passport. But I'm calling in regards to the topic at hand because I have some things to say. Okay, Ray J's Ray J because his mom enabled him to be the way that he is. He's spoiled. He feels entitled at all times. So whatever he feels like he can get, he just takes it. So that's it as far with him. But as far as Kenya Moore, hate is a strong word. I just don't like her as a person because she acts like she is the one that's like the biggest victim of everything if someone attacks her, but she'd be doing some underhanded stuff. Like she attacked Kim Fields' husband, she attacked Portia's husband, she attacked Apollo, Epic, bring Sage back, hallelujah. She attacked everybody's husband and the cast, but when someone comes for her, then she's a victim. And Candy, Miss Candy, number one, don't sing ever again, Billy Goat. Okay,
I cannot stand Candy.
That Billy Goat child. And number two, as far as her.
Oh, go ahead.
So as far as that, she was throwing so much shade at NeNe on, in the confessionals and all this stuff, and she feeds off of NeNe battling with all the girls. But I'm trying to figure out why they can't bring Phaedra back so she can face her.
Bring Phaedra back. Let me tell you something about Phaedra Park. Somebody scream across the sentence to Paige, Phaedra Park. I had looked because I seen when NeNe was like, Candy's intimidated by Phaedra, this, that, and third. So I had to go get into Phaedra. Because, Phaedra, for me, Phaedra won me over with her facial expressions, number one. But then I really started liking Phaedra because Phaedra serves body, yaddy, yaddy. Phaedra is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Phaedra is also, freaky. I feel like Phaedra gets into some things. But yes, I'd like Phaedra. They need to, if they brought Kenya Moore back, they brought NeNe back. If Candy's threatening to leave the show, who cares? Get rid of Candy. Candy and Todd are boring. Bring Phaedra back and get rid of Candy completely. And honestly, you can bring back Phaedra and bring back, what's the white lady name?
Kim.
Yeah.
What I was about to say, as far as Phaedra is concerned, she, as far as Candy is concerned, they actually offered her a spinoff I think she got a spinoff coming. But the thing is, I'm not even going to even watch it, because if Mama Jo's not acting a fool, or if Todd not taking her money, or she divorcing somebody, then
right,
it ain't worth watching.
Right. And listen, you can say that again. If Mama Joyce ain't acting a fool, and if Todd ain't spending all candy money, who cares about a candy special? Especially when we know she's going to be sitting there looking stupid with the mic in front of, in the middle of the living room trying to sing. We don't want to see candy sing on
a
special. We don't want to see
every
candy
man
no single special. Every man wants a woman. Yes! Get your ass out of here, Candy. Thank you.
All right, bye. I'm going
to
talk to you
bye, Trevor.
All right, bye.
But ain't that the truth? We ain't never lie. If Mama Joyce ain't acting crazy and Todd ain't spending all her money or cheating with somebody, then we don't give a damn about a candy special. Because I definitely don't want to sit up there and watch Candy Burris sing. Ooh, 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 ooh. But bring Phaedra back. Oh, and secretly, you can please get rid of Eva Marcel, Eva Pickford, whatever. Get rid of her, bring Phaedra, and bring Kim back. You know, we don't, and get rid of Kim. I mean, bring Phaedra back, bring Kim back, get rid of Candy, and get rid of Eva. And let's shake it up. Get rid of those girls. Get rid of those girls. Or they can really shake it up. And even though Chris said you don't want to bring Kim back, well, let's get Miss Quad off of Love of Medicine for the whatever, and bring Miss Quad onto the Real Housewives and make it real messy like that. And add Tamar to the Housewives too. Shoot, let's get into some things. Sheree is worried. Sheree had her chance and she didn't do what she was supposed to do. All right. 804-0358.
What's up,
Dr. Heavenly is another Phaedra. But, hi.
What's up? So you talking about Real Housewives. I just want to tell you that Andy, he's sick. So
hey.
If he don't get better, then there ain't going to be no more Real Housewives.
I know. Poor Andy Cohen.
Yeah,
but we can't talk about
mess.
That right now. We can't talk about that. That's an instant demonetization. But
yeah,
what do you think
I'm
about
sorry.
Ray J and Little Fizz?
I mean, I think that mess is crazy, too. They need to take that mess off of TV. It's just too
yes.
much. I think that, to be
ooh,
honest.
Somebody said
you know,
Omarosa. They need to put Omarosa on somebody's TV show. Somebody needs to bring Omarosa back. I'm sorry, boo. 0358, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Omarosa needs to be canceled because she worked with Trump, and we can't go for that. Uh-uh. Yeah, but you was talking about Fizz and Ray J. I just think it's a hot mess.
I think I'm probably one of the only black people that, and I'm probably going to get killed for saying this. Like, I don't hate Trump. I don't hate Trump. I think that he has some things that work. And I think there's other things that don't work. But see, this is why I don't get into my political views, because I don't dislike Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't dislike Trump. Because Trump is about that coin. But that's a whole different conversation. That's a whole different conversation. Okay. 0358.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Because I don't want to get into that. Because I don't get into the politics. Because... that religion
yeah.
and politics are two sensitive topics.
Okay, I got you. And the people on the line, they were saying that Candy couldn't sing. Let me tell you, if y'all haven't heard My Little Secret by Escape, Candy hit that note like nobody else could. So all people
now, you stop that. Sing. Now, you stop that. Now, Candy, of course Candy hit that note like nobody else could, because Candy never hit that note.
She did hit that note. You got to go back and listen to it. I'm telling you.
What note has Candy ever hit in her career?
That was probably the only one I'll give you that. I will give you that. That's the only one she ever hit. And I mean, she's the only one on the Housewives that's actually, you know, about her business and her coin. Like the rest of them, you know, ex-models and ex-strippers. Like, you know, it's just aesthetics.
Well, thank you, boo. Where you calling from? What's 805? You seem like you real chill. You smoke weed and stuff.
I'm not going to say that on the line.
What you be doing? Why do you sound like you so relaxed? You took a Soma?
No, I'm just a chill person.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm calling from VA.
Shout out to Virginia. I always say this.
Yeah.
But the only place I've been is Virginia Beach.
Yeah, you gotta go all over VA, DMV area.
Oh, I've been there
area.
Before. That's where I want to go. I want to have a meet and greet so we can go to the Black Museum because I've never been to the African American Museum of Art.
Oh my
or whatever.
God, you have to go. All the museums are actually closed right now. But
are you a boy or girl or trans? I don't know what you are. I can't decide. Boy, gay boy, girl or trans?
I'm a trans.
Okay, so listen, you're trans. So where are the parties in DMV?
So if you come to DC, you got to go to the Eagle.
Okay. Somebody said you're a lesbian.
With...
Do you like trans women?
I can go, like, I'm very fluid, so I can go with women, I go with men, like, trans women, trans men. Like, I'm just so, you know.
How old are you, 22?
24.
Yeah, you sound like it. Down for anything. All right. Thank you, Carl. I love you. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Take it easy.
Okay. 404-1809, you're live on the air.
Did you say 1809?
Yes, I did. No, yes, I did.
Hello,
yes, I did.
Armand.
Hello, what's going on?
Honey, this Rona got me stuck in the house, and you have been giving me so much entertainment.
Thank
I am
you.
Loving
this
every minute of
here,
you online.
Okay? But you know what? I'm so pissed off because, no, but honestly, but YouTube, they got the Rona, too, because they're not like, I don't know at what point you got here, but that's where it's very pivotal that everyone follows me on a second social media outside of YouTube, whether it be my profile
page,
whether
Facebook.
It be a Twitter or whether it be Instagram. So Facebook, Twitter, and if you guys didn't know, my Facebook like page has been terminated. Mm-hmm. They have canceled my page. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but this is the reason why. Because what I post on Instagram, people will flag it. I don't know what I posted that was so bad, but they terminated my Facebook page. So it's all is left is my is my regular profile. But I keep it up because there has to be a secondary social media for you guys to follow so you guys can get updates because there's times where YouTube will not update you. So I make sure I post the live on there before I go live. So I don't know if that's how you found the live, but it's very pivotal that you do.
Okay, yeah, I do get notifications most of the time, though.
Okay.
But I am a Georgia girl.
Okay.
I love the Housewives. And I'm sorry, but I'm not on the Candy train either.
Okay, you don't like Candy either.
I used to, but now I see that the apple don't fall far from the tree.
No.
So she just like Mama Joyce. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the way she do it, I don't know. And her and Kenya have formed some type of secret alliance because she's really up Kenya's, you know what, this year. For what reason, I don't know. But I am Team Nene all the way this year.
I love Nene, and I think I might do a Nene special because I was really proud of Nene this season. So I think I might do a
shout out
to Nene Leakes because she really really
honestly.
Did her thing, and I might do a Nene growth video. Nene did her thing this season, and Nene tried. Nene is always going to lie. Nene lied to me directly and said that she didn't know the emails.
She didn't know that girl.
Yeah, but the damn emails came from her email. So we know Nene will lie, but Nene will have also apologized.
Mm-hmm. And Kenya wants to be so mad with her, she just couldn't take that apology.
No.
She just want to be hateful, and she mad at the wrong person.
No.
And nobody feels bad for her at all because she is so hateful at the core, it don't make no sense.
Thank you.
All right, honey.
I love you, too. Okay, bye. So somebody said, where is KJ? KJ will be here probably. Y'all don't understand. KJ don't like film, camera, video. KJ likes to sleep and smoke. and go to work. Let's be very clear with y'all. I would never date a clout chaser. I have too much personality to date a man that wants to be social media famous. I like men, the type of men that I like to be private. I don't date men that want to be seen, because I dated other Geminis, I dated other men, and we were competing too. It was too much competition. The man was competing with me too much. I'm stronger than him in certain areas, and he's stronger than me. Cage is stronger than me in a lot of areas that I lack in, as far as house, cooking, cleaning, and he's very meticulous with details. And a lot of the stories I get from him, because he actually reads the blogs, and y'all think I know everything. Half the news I get it from him, because I don't give a shit. I'm just a person that's not the scared. Once I know what it is, I'm going to talk about it. But when y'all be like, did y'all see this? Did y'all know this? Did you know this? 9 times out of 10, me? No. If y'all really want to know what I'm watching, I don't even know if I can say this word, but bitch, I'm usually watching some ratchet tranny on Facebook. Dancing, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching stupid shit. Like, I don't even watch celebrity gossip, to be honest with you. I don't follow it. I don't do anything. My man be following that shit. Like, I be watching dumb shit online. Like, no cap. And so, but I would never date a clout chaser. I would never date a person that wants to be a personality or wants to be seen. I did that before. I used to date boys that, you know, had way more followers than me. And then every time we talked, they're like, oh, well, I have to post this picture or this thirst trap for my audience. And I understand, because you guys require a lot. So whatever you follow us for, you want. So this person I used to date, he was like a dancer, but a lot of people liked that he had a nice body and he was light skinned, all this other. So he, every time we'd be together, he'd be editing photos for his Instagram. And I'm like, girl, like, but this is before I was even into the social media thing. He's like, but my audience. I'm like, okay, I can't do that. And now I won't date anybody, because girl, I don't want to be in a Ray J and Princess situation. Let me tell you something. I love KJ to death, but let KJ do an interview with one of you motherfuckers. That's the end of KJ. Love my baby to death, but let him get on an interview and give you a secret conversation. It's over. Bye. Love you to death. Love your mama. Love your daddy. Love everybody. But it's over. Period, Pooh. All right, 978-8025. You're live on the air.
Hey, what are you drinking right now, Amon? You sound lit right now.
Girl, I am having a blast. Let me tell you something. We had did the insanity workout today, because, you know, I'm trying to lose at least 10 pounds. So I'm trying to work out. So I did the insanity workout today. I took me a nap. Okay. And I'm drinking my favorite. I'm drinking a Moscow Mule.
Okay. I'm not a big drinker, but I have had that before.
I know, but you've had your issues, right? You had the kidney surgery, or what was that you had?
I did.
You don't need to be drinking. I remember you. You know I love you, girl. I'm still waiting on Jessica Simone to come out with the makeup.
Listen,
We're a year in.
Listen, that information was told to me, and it sounded very believable. I mean, honestly, they did bring Jesse back up in the news, but for something else. Chicago wants to sue him. But I would not be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Just listen. Still see what happens. But it sounded very believable when my friend told me, because you work on that.
Okay. Okay.
But anyways, don't hate me. But I love Ray J. I love Ray J.
I like Ray J too.
Okay. Because everybody was saying that he's toxic. Listen, I might be biased. I've loved Ray J ever since I was a little girl. He's Brandy's little brother. He dated Lil' Kim. He's there, you know, he's a legend. I mean, this is how I feel. I really feel like you need to know the type of man you're getting with. And Princess, she knew who he was before she got with him. And when I saw clips of the show on Zeus, it didn't look authentic to me. If you're really genuinely done with somebody, why are you sitting down in front of cameras talking about us being done?
Right.
It's done. So that's the reason why it does. It seems like they're still doing it for money. But I call Ray J Big Brother. Like, to me, he's like that Big Brother that always does something stupid. And you're like, bro, why do you keep doing that? Why are you always doing that? And you just love him at the end of the day. So, listen, Ray J is a big businessman. He got Raycon. He got his Scooty bike. He's making multi-million dollars. Oh, what's his name? Suge Knight. Didn't he put his will or something in Ray J's name? Did you hear about that? Like, I mean, people don't know. Ray J, Ray J be doing some big things. You know, Suge Knight's in jail. He's in prison. So he signed over, I think, his rights or something like that and put it in Ray J's name. It was all over the news about 2 months ago. So Ray J has a lot of connections people don't know about. But I love Ray J. And as a woman, I feel like the way you want to be treated, you have to command that. So if a man has done something multiple times to you and you keep letting him do it, and then at the same time you're giggling when you're arguing with him, but then you're giggling with him, it makes it seem to me like this is what you want. This is what you want. If you're really done with a man who treats you disrespectfully, you got to say goodbye. You know, you can't go from the same man to the same type of man to the same type of man, Floyd Mayweather to Ray J to – you got to choose a different type of guy. Just like you said that you have a big personality and your boyfriend's low-key, you need to date the opposite. Because of what I do for my career, you know what I mean? Because of what I do for work, my husband, my future husband,
the chat is getting out of hand. Anybody mentioning a straight man that talked about transgenders and men in wigs, they will be blocked. We do not talk about alleged straight men that sit here and go live and discuss transgender females and men in wigs, okay? And exclusives that I got sent to my DM that I refuse to run. Okay? So those are immediate blocks. 8025, you're live on the air.
Okay. I don't even know what you're referring to, but it sounds like something that you don't want to touch on. it sounds a little scary right there, but I'm going to leave that alone. But I love Ray J, you know, I really feel like Ray J's destined for some more greatness. Oh, and if I can mention real quick, Armand, remember when you showed that song last week, Amar La Negra, her new song?
Yes.
Honestly,
well, I deleted that video.
Why?
Well, I deleted that video because a team member from Amar La Negra asked me to review that video.
Okay.
And we reviewed it, and then I got a copyright. And I asked them to remove the copyright because I did a review on it, and they kept the copyright, which means everybody that viewed the video, they would get paid for it. So I said, no, you guys didn't pay me to review it, so why wouldn't you allow me to get paid for doing a review on it? But they were being greedy, so I deleted the video because I don't need a Amar La Negra's team. Let's be clear, a Amar La Negra is never going to happen.
And actually, I was about to say the opposite. I was about to say, don't be surprised if she has a big hit. Because to be honest, she's very talented. She can sing in Spanish. She can even rap in Spanish. And I feel like Cardi kind of opened up the door.
But you like Cardi B. You like Cardi B, and I like Cardi B. And a lot of But the Amar La Negra sound like Cardi B. So Amar La Negra needs to, first of all, stop trying to act Afro-Latino and take off that fake wig.
Stop it, Armand.
That's not her hair. You know that's not a Amar La Negra wig. I mean, Afro.
Stop it. She's Dominican. She's Afro-Latina. She is. And she's been doing music before Love and Hip Hop. But I really do feel, Armand, I remember last year I used to call in before I had my transplant. And I told you, you know, give Cardi a chance. And you were like, no, Cardi, you know, because she's a Latin woman, she thinks she's better than Nicki. She cannot rap like Nicki. So when I was in the hospital, I remember you made a video, and it made me laugh so hard. My doctor was like, are you okay? Because you were like, okay, listen, guys, I'm starting to turn a new leaf over. Cardi's starting to win me over. And I was like, yes, there you go. Because I really wanted you to like Cardi really bad. So now it's
like
Cardi. You really do.
I really like Cardi because Cardi B is a real person. She's a real person.
I was going to say that. It's not even really her music, to me personally, that I'm hype about. I like who she is as a person. I can see that she's someone who has a good heart. She's someone who fears God.
And Cardi can take criticism without getting in her feelings.
She can.
Which Nicki Minaj cannot.
And honestly, I mean, Nicki Minaj, all I know personally, I don't know her personally, but from what I've seen and my friends who do know her, they say she's not the easiest person to be around. She's not the nicest person to be around. And Cardi seems like she can be cool with everybody. So yeah. That's the reason why I like Cardi. And, you know, I feel like she hasn't even hit her star yet. I think she's going to win an Oscar. So, you know, but however, Amara La Negra, I do feel like she'll come up with a big hit song. She might do something.
Amara La Negra is going to have to stop being a fraud and stop trying to let people think that that's her wig. I think she lost a lot of respect from people when she did not. Because Amara La Negra needs to let people know that was not real. Those are pieces in that afro. Every time it comes down for an Amara La Negra to be addressed live in front of multiple people, she got that wig in braids or in a quick weave or a lace front. No. You need to go out in public where there's millions of people, or it's a live taping where somebody can ask you about that hair. I don't want to just see that hair on Love and Hip Hop. That hair is just not a storyline because you went on interview after interview talking about that hair. So now we want to know if that is your real hair or not. I don't really give a shit to know because I know that's not your real hair. Because let me tell you something, an afro don't look the same like that every day, every second of the day.
If you have a team, yes, it can look like that every day.
Amara La Negra is a fraud.
Don't make me laugh right now, Amara, okay? I'm not going to call it and say I told you so when she has her hit song. Cardi has opened up the Latin market. She has opened up the Latin markets. Oh, my God, you are too funny. She's opened up the Latin markets. And honestly, when you play that song, I was like, okay, I can hear if she keeps on this trajectory, I can see her having like a top 10.
Hold on. Let me meet you. I did like Amara La Negra until they didn't want me to get my coin. Then I have to keep it real to a certain degree. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that damn Moscow Mule. No, but honestly, though, I can see her having like a top 10 Billboard track with Pitbull. You know what I mean?
I don't.
She's talented. Oh, Amara. Forget her hair.
No. We cannot forget her hair.
It's
because
not about
that's
her hair.
What
she's
she
a beautiful
started
girl.
Us with.
Is she not
she
a beautiful
started
girl?
Us on her hair. That was her storyline, not mine. She started that shit. She started that.
I couldn't care less about her hair. She's a beautiful girl. She's a beautiful girl. She's funny. She has a very funky personality. You know, I like Amara. Amara La Negra. I think she's talented. I think she'll have a good song. So I don't even know how I got on her, but you're making me
But
laugh.
Listen, but I love you all. And listen, I got to get out of here because I got to go to the bathroom now. But I love you so much. I'm coming back for the music show. Thank you, Boo. And make sure you protect yourself at work. And make sure I hope you're doing well with all your surgeries.
Oh, no.
And
remember,
stuff, and
I work for the Wizards, so the NBA season is canceled right now. So I'm not.
Oh, okay.
We out of work right now. No NBA. Okay. Until NBA starts, I'm back at work. I love you, too, though.
All right. Love you, too. Bye. All right, I'm hanging up because we've been on here for a long time. We'll come back and listen.